This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The sensitive issue of abortion is on the ballot in Ohio on this election day. The AP's Donna Warder.
Voters today are deciding whether to pass a constitutional amendment guaranteeing a woman's right to abortion and other forms of reproductive health care, including fertility treatments. Advocates on both sides of the issue are watching the outcome for signs of voter sentiment heading into 2024. Abortion rights supporters are planning to put measures on the ballot in several other states, including Arizona, Missouri, and Florida. In Ohio, voter approval of the constitutional amendment known as Issue 1 would undo a 2019 state law passed by Republicans that bans most abortions at around 6 weeks into pregnancy, with no exceptions for rape and incest. That law is currently on hold because of court challenges. I'm Donna Warder.
Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu is ruling out a general ceasefire in the war with Hamas, unless Hamas releases all the hostages it's holding. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council can't agree on what should be done. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Deputy Ambassador for the UN, Robert Wood, argued for humanitarian pauses.
It's no agreement at this point. We've talked about humanitarian pauses, and we're interested in pursuing language on that score, but there are disagreements within the council about whether that's acceptable.
Many council members are demanding a humanitarian ceasefire. France's UN ambassador, Nicolas de Riviere, called for an immediate humanitarian truce that must lead to a ceasefire. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A top aide to the commander of Ukraine's military was killed by a grenade given to him as a birthday gift. That's according to the Interior Minister. A tragic accident, he says. WeWork filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. This is AP News. More now on WeWork and its bankruptcy protection filing and its financial struggle.
WeWork files for bankruptcy protection, a stunning fall for the office-sharing company, once seen as a Wall Street darling. WeWork was once valued at close to $50 billion. Bankruptcy has been knocking at its co-working space door for some time. Finally, Monday, WeWork filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, saying it entered into a restructuring agreement with stakeholders to drastically reduce the company's debt while evaluating WeWork's office lease portfolio. As of June, the company had nearly 800 locations in 39 countries. WeWork's bankruptcy comes as demand for office space is weak. The pandemic leading to rising vacancies, working from home became popular and then the norm for many. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.